find somewhere comfortable to sit or to lie down. And close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath and hold it for a few seconds. And then gently release, relaxing every muscle in your body as you do so. And do that one more time. Take a nice deep breath. Hold it for a few seconds. And relax every muscle in your body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes as you do so. And allow yourself just that comfort of relaxing just a little bit deeper as you continue to listen to my voice. Relaxing every muscle in your body, concentrating on your breathing. Relaxed, even, breathing gently. Because it's so much easier for the conscious mind to be able to relax and to enjoy that drifting down into that place of quiet calmness and effortless awareness of many different things, without needing to make the effort, even to remember exactly how to make the effort it might take to tell the exact position of arms or legs or the entire body that seems to float in time and space, that free-floating place of that effortlessness, letting go and allowing events to occur in their own time and in their own way. That's right, the unconscious mind can allow that drifting to occur, while the conscious mind drifts off someplace else entirely now. And it's nice to know that as you take the time to enjoy lying there, relaxing, drifting, just by listening to my voice, your unconscious mind can begin to make the changes that you want so much. Changes that mean you can be the person you want to be. So from today, you might be surprised to notice that you can begin to notice things that let you know something is changing. And we can both wonder what those signs might be. So from today, you might find that you're becoming more aware of what's within you. Taking time to listen to what your unconscious mind is communicating to you. So as you continue to relax, just spend a few moments going inside yourself and noticing how you feel. And you might find that as you get used to listening to me, to giving yourself the time to guide your awareness towards creating this powerful and positive feeling within you, letting every part of you grow stronger from its contact with this feeling, leaving your mind free to wander, noticing how your body is feeling now. So you might wonder how it would feel if you were to make your body relax twice as much again with every breath out. Relaxing twice as much. Some people feel as if they're sinking or floating. Just let that feeling sink deeper. So that if your unconscious mind were to imagine taking you to a place that is the safest and most relaxing place you've ever been, the safest and most relaxing place, you could go there now. And just remember being there, sitting in that place, noticing all the things that make it so good. All the things that you can see around you, all the things that you can feel and hear. Sometimes people are surprised at how much they can remember, which helps them to sink even deeper into the memory, noticing all the things, the sights, the sounds, all the things that remind you of those feelings inside you, of peace and comfort and relaxation. relaxation. All those feelings inside you, you notice them now. And I don't know if they're as big as they can be yet, and what you can do to make them even better. Just enjoying being in that place. So that if you were to imagine immersing yourself in all the positive sleepy feelings that you'd really benefit from, letting it gently flow from your head with each breath, flowing down, inside and out. That feeling of comfort and warmth, of deep relaxation and calm, of replenishment, that feeling of comfort and warmth. All possible good feelings flowing from your head to your neck, all the way across your shoulders, deeper still, down into your back, allowing it to spread down your arms, all the way down your arms to your fingers, each finger, and then down your back again, along down your spine. Deeper still, through your enjoying fully everything it needs to help to a deep and comfortable slumber, filling you with everything you need to enjoy a deep and comfortable sleep, everything to gain. And there are many things in life that really benefit us, and sleeping well is one of those things. So if we can recruit your subconscious mind to help you, supporting you, assisting you in everything that is beneficial for you, so that when you need to sleep, we can ask your subconscious mind to help you, asking it to notice when you need to sleep, to enable you to recharge and energize, which means you can awake feeling refreshed and positive. I'm ready for the day ahead after a sound and deep sleep. More quickly than you might think, you find yourself sleeping deeply, soundly, so relaxed. It may just surprise you how easily your subconscious mind can help you to relax. Because just like many other things, once we learn to do something, it becomes so easier for us to do it again and again without really making much effort at all. And knowing that your subconscious is there to help you, relax now, getting sleepier and sleepier, drifting down into that comfy deep slumber, doing what it needs to do to help you. It might just amaze you to notice that you forget to notice concentrating or relaxing, because it becomes something that you can do whenever you need to do. So sleeping soundly just becomes something that you do automatically, forgetting to think about it at all, as you easily and effortlessly drift into that deep slumber. It might just amaze you how many positive benefits you begin to notice from enjoying deep, comfortable, peaceful sleep time and time again, leaving you feeling refreshed and energized when you wake, which means you could feel the benefits more and more as the days go by. And it's nice to know that you can use your determination, your natural resilience, to help you make the changes in you want so much. So it may not be until later looking back that you realize for the first time how much better you feel. Stronger, more alert, confident, which means you can appreciate those things that mean so much to you so much more. And it may not be until the third or fourth time that you notice for the first time you feeling different, easier, content, believing in yourself. And we don't know yet what it is, the first thing that means how much more sociable your life seems to be, and to be coming simply as a consequence of these ever-changing places taking place. So gradually, it just seems normal, making time for yourself. So from today, we can ask your subconscious mind to keep things in mind that you can benefit from, noticing all the positive things, all the opportunities. And we could both wonder how noticing these opportunities can affect other parts of your life as you travel onwards, feeling more optimistic and more confident and more energized. And you may be amazed just how this new sense of things seem to be present. Because of this, you can really begin to feel more connected with the world in ways that bring about new awareness of calm and peace and belonging, a sense of ease, which means you can get to a new level of control as you and your unconscious mind grow stronger. So the more you notice these new things happening around you, always there for you to choose from, trusting whatever it is that guides you towards one thing over another. And I'm not saying that this sense of physical well-being continues to grow, that you notice automatically how your moods are better, how much more optimistic you feel about things that once in the past might have seemed problems to you, now just being things that you can deal with, to learn from. And whether it's you or someone else who notices, the next thing that's different about you, because of the time you're given this, it really doesn't matter. You'll know how and why. So as mind and body continues to relax and sleep for the right amount of time that is right for you, taking all the time in the world to do what it needs to do, to sleep.